NHL Combine going on today. The top players, of course, there. Oilers are going to interview between 78 to 82 players. You're allowed a maximum of 20 minutes with each player. Adam Kimmelman from NHL.com joins us live from the Combine. Adam, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Excellent. Anything surprising happened today at all?
No, you know, just more of the GMs are starting to come in for the last day of interviews and the fitness testing tomorrow. And, you know, teams are kind of, they're getting through their list, meeting the guys and getting to know some of the prospects a little bit better. Just the standard fare here at the Combine.
As the GMs come in and the media comes in, there's a lot more, scuttlebutt and talk and rumors and everything. You know, Florida Dale Tallon didn't hide the fact that he says, I'm open for business. Wow. Whether or not a team's willing to give him enough to move down from number one. You know, no one else has Nylander in the top four, but there was rumors out of Florida that that's who they like the most. I don't believe that. Do you get the sense? I talked to a scout in Florida. I didn't necessarily get that sense. What do you think?
Well, I spoke to Dale briefly this morning, and I asked him just in general terms where he thinks the strength of this year's draft is, and he said it's a really strong group of forwards that, you know, with a couple of defensemen here or there, but he thinks most of the first round, most of the best players are forwards. So, well, you know, you can read into that whatever you want from there, but, you know, I'm not sure they even have 100% locked in who their guy is. So it could be Sam Bennett, it could be Sam Reinhart, could be Willie Nylander if they slide down a little bit. I'm not sure what the deal is or what their plan is, and I'm sure they'll wait as long as they possibly can to make that final decision.
Did any players, I guess, jump off the charts today as far as any of the physical workouts that they were doing?
Well, all the fitness testing is going to be tomorrow. They kind of changed things up a little bit here. What they did mostly today was the last round of interviews and some medical tests. And, you know, just everybody, you know, finished up their interviews and got, it's been a lot more relaxed this year. This is my eighth combine. This is probably the most relaxed it's ever been, where guys are just going through their interviews and going through all their little bits of testing, and they added a new layer of this functional movement testing where they're doing different things with the players. So everything's been really smooth. Everything's run really well. And tomorrow, though, is the main event where you get to see the guys, you know, go through all the fitness testing, and they added a few new elements this year, some, you know, single leg squats and pull-ups, and then you have the two infamous bike tests everybody has heard so much about that, you know, seems to draw the most of the attention. So tomorrow's going to be the big day where we're going to get to see these guys, you know, what they look like physically and how they're able to handle themselves in an off-ice setting.
And you know what? It's about time, I think, that they change some things up. One-legged squats are great because in hockey, how many times you actually, you know, have both feet solidly on the ice? And, you know, when you're skating, there's such, you know, a millisecond when you're switching legs back. So it's, you know, one-legged balance is crucial. I know so many players and trainers now focus on that. And, you know, even pull-ups likely is a much better workout than a bench press.
Well, they took out, I think what they took out was the push-up station. So that's something that we're not going to have to deal with this year. But, you know, again, they're trying to, as close as they can, and I know in talking with Dan Marr, the director of Central Scouting, they spent a lot of time talking to the strength and conditioning coaches and the trainers to see what can give them more information, what make their job better, at least from that end of testing the prospects and seeing what they can get out of it. So some of the changes have come at the suggestion of strength and conditioning coaches and those kind of people throughout the league. So, you know, they're always willing to tweak and make changes because, you know, the league runs this, and they want the teams to have as much information as they possibly can from this event. So every year there's breakdown meetings where they say, okay, this worked, this didn't, let's change this, let's see if we can tweak that. So I think, you know, every year they try to do a little bit of different things, and it just gets better and better, to me at least, every year.
Adam Kimmelman joins us from NHL.com. He's live at the Combine. Any players who are there will do the meetings but won't take part in some of the workouts?
There are a couple of guys who are injured who are not going to be part of it. The big one is Jake Virtanen from the Calgary Hitmen. He just had shoulder surgery last week, so he's here. He's doing the interviews, but he's not going to take part in any of the fitness testing. There are a few other guys that are banged up, but I think there might be six or seven guys as of right now that I know of that aren't going to be taking the fitness testing, but they all came in, they all did their meetings, and they'll all do the you know, weights and heights and weights for the scouts, but that'll be it.
What did you say he had shoulder surgery, Virtanen?
Yes.
Okay. What's his prognosis? Should he be ready for the start of the season?
The statement that the Calgary Hitmen had on their website was, I think it was a 4 to 6 month recovery. So, you know, the expectation is he will be ready to go to an NHL training camp with whatever team drafts him if they want him to. But we'll have to see, you know, again, that's sort of, you know, the healing process is different for different people. So we'll have to see how he comes along. But, you know, I think if you're a team drafting the top 10, I don't think this necessarily changes too much your opinion of what Jake Virtanen can or can't do or how he projects to the next level, because he did play through that shoulder injury for most of the season. So, you know, you kind of look at the level of toughness that he had to have to play through, you know, something that needed surgical repair. You know, he went all the way through the regular season. He went into the under-18s. You know, so there's a certain level of toughness. And there's skill from throughout the season that teams saw. And you know, I think he was named the best skater at the top prospects game. So,
yep.
You know, I don't think this little bump in the road is going to affect what teams think of Jake Virtanen here.
Adam, most people I've talked to here in the last few weeks, you know, the top four in different order, depending who you talk to, is Bennett and Reinhardt and Draisaitl and Ekblad. After that, you've got Michael Del Cole and Berlini and Richie and Virtanen. Who do you see after those top four guys as the best prospect?
Well, I think, you know, for me, it's Kasperi Kapanen from Finland is a guy you have to kind of look at. He didn't have the best of seasons, but he's a guy who projects to be a real strong top six forward. You mentioned William Nylander a little bit. He's a guy a little on the smaller side, but a guy who could be an elite NHL scorer. We talked about Virtanen a little bit. A guy I'm curious to see where he falls in the first round is Hayden Fleury from the Red Deer Rebels. You know, he's a big, strong kid, a little bit of a nice offensive upside to his game. Where did teams see him? Julius Honka, another player from the Western Hockey League with Swift Current. You know, real good offensive player. What did he show this year from a defensive side of it? You know, there's a lot of guys. It's not a jump-off-the-page draft like we had last year with Nathan MacKinnon and Jonathan Drouin and Seth Jones. And it doesn't have the hype already that next year's draft has with when it's going to be the Connor McDavid and Jack Eichel show. But, you know, there's a lot of depth. It's a very deep group, especially through the first. You know, it looks like, you know, you're going to get 30 real nice players in the first round, and how much farther beyond that, I'm not sure. But I think it's a deep group. I don't know if it has any, you know, jump-off-the-page guys right now.
Yeah, and what's interesting, even the players in the top four, how many, like Ekblad, because he's played so much junior, he would seem like the obvious guy who's NHL-ready. Do you think any of the other guys are, like, NHL-ready right now to make an impact?
You know, I could see Sam Reinhart playing in the NHL next season for sure. I think he might not have the you know, jump-off-the-page skill, but I think he might be the smartest, highest hockey IQ guy in this year's draft, just from having watched him little bits on video, little bit live. To me, he seems like a guy who will have no problem adjusting to what has to be done at the NHL level. So he's a guy I think that could. Beyond that, you know, it's real tough to say. You know, I don't know if I would have been a guy who picked Alex Barkov. Could have played in the NHL last season, and he had a pretty good season in Florida. So, you know, it becomes a situation where it's almost as much as what team drafts a guy as to what the player is able to versus what the player is able to do if they can stick in the NHL next season.
Adam Kemmelman from NHL.com joined us. Adam, who is your mid-round, second-round pick player who you think right now maybe isn't a top prospect, but is somebody who's going to become a very good NHL player?
You know, I'm as a guy who grew up not far from where he grew up, Anthony DeAngelo from Sarnia. I know he's high up in Central Scouting's rankings, but it seems like scouts are really all over the board with him, you know, kind of for the way he played and some of the things he got in trouble for in Sarnia. So he could go anywhere in the top two rounds. But to me, having watched him play, his offensive skills are off the chart. You know, his defensive game is improving and still has room to grow. He's not a big guy, but, you know, he's a small defenseman with outstanding offensive skills that I think if he can get his head pointed the right way and get his attitude the right way, I think he can be a real good NHL player. To me, he's a guy that maybe to me might be the he's from Southern New Jersey. I'm from Southern New Jersey. So I'm curious just to see where he goes and what he does at the draft and then where he goes moving forward.
Adam, I appreciate it. Enjoy the next few days at the Combine.
Absolutely. Anytime, Jason.